Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
And in the meantime, I hate starting a sentence like this. I was watching Oprah Winfrey yesterday, and she was doing a show on infidelity. And it kind of like broke off almost into a discussion on like secret lives of guys.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, one guy was talking about how he had been messing around on his wife for like 5 years and he was living like a double life. Then they brought another guy on the show and they were talking about how he had another family in another city.
The best story of that is, and I've brought this up before because I think Jessica's the one who told me about it. The Pilot's Wife, it's a book.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a woman who was married to a pilot, but he had like two wives in two different cities.
Yeah.
Because he'd be able to leave like 3 days at a time, you know, because he, you know, like when you're a pilot, you're only allowed to fly so many hours, so many whatever. So he was a major airline pilot. So he would have his family, like let's say in Alpharetta, then he'd get on a plane, he would fly to, let's say, Los Angeles, then he'd have 2 days off. Well, he'd have a family out there with an apartment and a wife and kids. Then he would fly from Los Angeles to, say, Detroit, and he'd have a family in Detroit.
Why? Like, from a guy's perspective, why would you want to do that? Like, I almost could understand it. I mean, I don't condone it, but I could almost understand, like, the pilot's wife being, like, the wife writing the story about him having mistresses everywhere, but other families everywhere?
Yeah,
I don't get that.
The family thing I don't get. I kind of have a relating story as far as living a double life, though, goes with my dad. And I don't know that I've ever shared this with you guys.
Really?
Yeah. When I got out to California, I was part of a divorce. My mom stayed in New York, and my dad moved on out to California. And a couple of years after the divorce, I became the divorce trophy, and I went out to California to go live with my dad, and it was soon thereafter that where he just didn't care about me too much. But in the meantime, he was a traveling salesman. He sold plans to, like, hotels, to, like, Caesar's Palace, and to, I can't remember the names of the hotels at that time, but I'll just give you some examples, like the Palms, Mirage, but it was even before those hotels were up. Anyway, so he was in San Diego with me and my stepmom like 4 days out of the week, and he was in Vegas 3 days out of the week. And I think I told you guys this, that on my like 21st birthday, he took me like to strip club and told me about all the infidelities he ever had in his life.
Mm.
And he showed me pictures of the woman that he'd been living with in Vegas for like years. Years and years and years.
And he's now remarried to your stepmother.
He was remarried to my stepmother at this point. This is just a sick story, but like nude pictures of this woman that he was living with in Las Vegas, which could take us on to a completely different tangent here.
Why he's showing his son that.
Right, you know, which is probably part of the reason why we're not talking to each other anymore.
Especially the way they kept themselves in the 70s and 80s. Yuck.
There's a whole topiary situation working
that
there.
That will take us in a completely different direction.
Different situation.
Yeah. Seriously, here's a warning to young boys. If you're up in the attic and you find a penthouse from the 70s, do not open it because you will be traumatized forever.
Okay, there's the other tangent.
Okay, so my dad was living this double life also. So as I was watching the show a couple of days ago, I started to think, and I'm hoping that we can use the voice disguiser on this. I want to know if there are any Burt Show listeners that are listening right now that will come clean and tell us about the double life that you're living or that you have lived. 404-741-1005. And again, I want to say, we'll use the voice disguise. We'll change your name on this thing.
Now, would this also apply to women?
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
Who are doing the same thing?
And it could be anything. It doesn't necessarily have to be infidelities. It could be a job that your wife or husband didn't know you have. I've told you about that guy that we found out.
The CIA dude.
That we were living across from in Alexandria, Virginia, was telling his wife for years that he had a top secret job with the CIA, or it was the FBI, I think. And he had to go to different countries to try to hack into other countries' computers. So he'd be gone for weeks at a time. And his job was so top secret that he couldn't even tell her where he was going. And if she ever needed to get in touch with him, she could certainly call his colonel, quote unquote, and get in touch with him. This went on for years. Years. And she found out later that dude was never in the FBI, never in the CIA, nothing. He was just out. He was in different countries. He actually was working for the CIA, FBI, but not as much in a top secret job as he said he had. Oh. And he was traveling, but he had different women in different countries.
And his colonel was like his best buddy who would cover for him.
Right, just some dude that worked with him, yeah.
Let me ask you this, because tell me if this falls into the category or if this is a completely different topic altogether. But when we were on vacation, I overheard somebody at another table talking about how they were a radio personality in Philadelphia. And Philadelphia is the city I worked in before I worked here in Atlanta. So, you hear like 50% of the conversation, but those words stand out. So when I was leaving dinner, I went and, asked him, and it was him and his girlfriend he was traveling with, and they were talking to the waitstaff, and I asked him where he worked in Philadelphia, and he said, I just made that up. He goes, I just make stuff up. I create different lives for different people, so I decided to be a radio personality in Philadelphia for the waitress.
Oh, you're kidding.
And turns out he's a car salesman.
Yeah, I think it's a totally different subject.
Okay.
Yeah, why you lie for the sake of lying kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But I think this is totally different. So if you're living a double life in any way, shape, or form, I want to hear from you. Good morning, Cindy. You are on the voice disguiser.
Cindy just bailed. Oh.
We got two calls to roll through. Good morning, Mary. You are on...
Marie
on All the Hits Q100.
Hi, I'm leaving double life. I have an open marriage, and my husband knows about it, and I'm kind of seeing somebody else, and he doesn't know that I'm married.
Okay, say that one... Give us that one more time.
Me and my husband have an open marriage, and I'm kind of seeing somebody else that person doesn't know that I'm married.
Okay, so your double life really comes from the guy that you're having sex with outside of your marriage.
Yes, like we started out being just sex buddies, it was fine. Then he told me the other day that he wants to date me. I'm like, oh, okay.
And you have one of these open marriage type deals where your husband's okay with you doing that?
Yes, we kind of have a don't ask, don't tell. Like we won't say, oh, well, I'm sleeping with such and such and such person. We just do it.
Hey, how does that come up?
Well, we were just talking one day. We have, totally different work schedules. And we're just maybe talking about being swingers. We're like, nah, we don't want to do that. And then we were both like, well, what if we just have sex with other people, and see how we like that. If we don't like it, if it's too weird, we just won't do it anymore.
Yeah, there are like 36 questions I'd love to shoot off of you about this kind of thing, but it's before 8:30, and we kind of got to try to be sensitive about it. So, I guess what we'll do is we'll take your number and we'll talk to you at another time later on in the show. Okay?
That sounds great.
All right, thank you. Appreciate
it. No problem.
Yeah, I've got thousands of questions because I'd just love it if my husband came home and posed that question to me. What if we just, have sex with other people?
Because to me, that means that you're not happy in that part of your relationship, right? Because if you want to go get it elsewhere, right? Yeah.
Some people don't feel that
way. Yeah, some people can separate it. But it's just, I just want to know how the conversation progresses.
And who brings it up?
Because, it's just fascinating.
We're going to call this Burt Show listener, Kathy. She's on the voice disguiser also. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right, tell us about your double life.
Well, I've been married 24 years to the same man, and I've been involved with another man for the past 5, and neither one know anything about each other, nor do our families.
Whoa.
Now, you've been seeing him for 5 years?
Yes, and we want to get married one day, but I'm still married to the same man. And I still love both of them.
Who do you live with?
I live with the man I'm married to.
Now, how far has the other relationship progressed? You said one day we're going to get married. Have you guys talked about that?
Oh, yes.
Has
Definitely.
Has he actually proposed to you?
Yes.
What have you said?
Not until I can get divorced or we figure out what we're doing in our lives.
So the guy for 5 years, is he knows about that you're married?
Yes.
He does know.
Yes.
And the guy that you're married to, I always wonder, you know, like when we come out of these relationships and they come clean finally, that how could a guy not know that you're having an affair for 5 years, you know?
He just has no idea.
No clue. He doesn't ask where you are during the day, at night, when he's not around?
He's always working.
Does he live in Atlanta?
He's in the metro Atlanta area.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow. And he has no idea that this other life is going on.
Have no idea.
How does the double life make you feel?
Scared, confused, don't know which way to go.
Does guilty come up anywhere in there?
Yes, it does. But it's hard because I didn't mean to fall in love with another man, and I didn't want to, but it's happened.
What, Jen? Jen just threw her hands
up. I love my husband, too, and that's the hard part.
Well,
you still what? Love your husband?
Yeah, I do. I've been with him
20,
it's almost 24 years.
I don't think that you can say that you love someone that you've been cheating on for 5 years. And when we ask you how you feel about it, your first word isn't guilty.
Well, tell me this. If you've been married to this man for a long, long time, how could you not love him?
What's a long, long time?
23 years, man.
Yes.
Well, I would.
It's like part of your life. You can't just stop loving him.
I would turn that question around and I would say, how could you do that to a man that you've been married to for 23 years if you love him, you know?
I don't know, but it's hard because I didn't want to fall in love with someone else, but when you meet someone that just really, really blows you away and, you know, the more you see them, the more you really like them a lot, and the longer it carries on, the more you love that person too.
Why don't you just bail on the husband?
I don't know. I've got an 8-year-old child. Has a lot to do with it. And I don't know.
I just think that's a decision you made somewhere. At some point, you made a decision to continue with the feelings you were having for the 5-year guy. You know, at one point, you had to look that decision in the face and said, I'm either going to go for it or I'm not. And the responsible decision obviously would have been like, no, I'm not. I'm going to stay faithful in my marriage, which people make that decision every day, and they make the right decision every day. But you decided to make the decision to continue with it so that you did fall in love with this person. But there was a decision made. You didn't just happen to fall in love with someone.
Well, you've never met someone that just makes you fall in love with them. As soon as you meet them, I mean, you just love everything about them.
Well, I think she's tempted by me every day, but we keep our distance because we know it's not good for either one of us.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, Bert.
Right.
That's going to make you smile today, then. Okay.
All right, I got to move on to another call here. And good morning. We are going to call you Jay. You are on The Voice Disguiser also.
Okay, thank you.
You're living a double life?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm a student in school. And my parents are pretty wealthy. They gave me a lot of money.
I got to stop you there, Jay, because you got to speak up a little bit. We're having a tough time hearing you. So can you start all over again?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a student in school, and my parents are pretty wealthy. They give me a good amount of money every month because they're well off, so they give me some spending money. But I'm actually making money on my own. I'm a part of a male escort service, and there was a period of time where I didn't really want their money. I was having a lot of problems with them, and my friend just kind of suggested it. And so I made quite a bit, but once things patched up with my parents and stuff, I couldn't really come to give it up.
For whatever reason, are you having a tough time understanding what she's saying?
You sound like you're kind of mumbling and quickly talking through your words. Added on to The Voice Disguiser, it's really hard to understand what you're saying, but is the gist of it that you run an escort service? You work for an escort service?
No, I'm part of one.
You're part of an escort service.
And she's also a student taking money from her parents.
So your parents don't know that you're an escort?
No. Nobody knows that. So that's why I'm talking a little low. I don't really make me or anything. Sorry.
Can you pitch that voice disguise or something?
It's as low as it'll go.
It's as low as it'll go?
I just think it's because she talks quickly.
I gotcha. Jay, can I ask you what school you attend?
I'd rather not say. Is that okay?
You don't want to say? Okay, it's college, right?
Yeah, it's college.
All right, so you're taking money from your parents, and you're also part of this escort service. Now, this actually came up earlier in the show today, because I was always under the quote-unquote assumption that an escort service is just a service where, like, really rich guys come into town, and they don't want to be lonely for the night, and they've got a business meeting, so they call the escort service, and some hottie comes by, and they hang out all night. Is that what an escort service is, or is an escort service just a pretty way of saying, I sleep with these guys and I get money for sleeping with them?
It's a mix of both.
I think, isn't an escort service like a higher class way to say?
Yeah, it is usually more upper class businessmen type of thing.
So you're getting a lot of money to sleep with someone rather than just a little bit of money.
Give us a little clue about how much money you'd get in any given night.
I'm not supposed to go into specifics about that, but I could do without any assistance, and I could pay off all my tuition, all my bills, all my apartment needs, and still have plenty of spending money.
In one night?
In a week.
In a week. Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Can we talk to her later? Because I'm feeling uncomfortable with the questions I want to ask her before 8:30. But I am dying to ask her like 1,000 questions. Even more so than the open marriage lady.
Are you available after like 8:30 today?
Yes, I am.
Or tomorrow? Okay, cool. Then we'll talk to you more about this. Because, yeah, I've got some questions too, like, are there different things for different cash?
Right.
Is that where you're going with this?
Right. How you get started, what the first time was like, what... You know, what makes you feel like it's okay? Because, there's like 1,000 questions.
Do they call you directly?
What happened? The whole deal.
And
how you're recruited to start?
Staying away from those kind of like sexual questions until after 8:30. What do your parents think that you do to make a living?
They don't think I have any job of any sort.
Which is why they keep giving you money.
Yeah. I mean, they're well off anyway, so I think they would... but they're very controlling, they'd rather me not work.
So on any given Friday, Saturday night, they think you're at fraternity parties?
Yeah, like I live in an apartment near my campus, so they don't really ask questions about where I go and things.
Wow. They have no idea. And now, nobody else in your life knows either? No friends know?
Well, there was one friend who suggested it, because I guess she knew somebody that was associated with it, and through that I kind of went on from there, but she knows that I think she knows that I'm a part of it. I don't think she knows the extent or any of the details type of thing.
Yeah. Wow. Do you ever think, like, I think the guilt would overtake me so much, like if my mom ever found out, or as a woman, if my dad ever found out.
I have a lot of issues with it, but at the same time, it's not like I like what I do, it's more that I really do get a lot of money, and I like the fact that I don't have to use my parents' money to give me a little more independence from them.
Do you think you'll ever pay your parents back with some of that money?
I don't think they're expecting it. I don't think they need my money, really. They're pretty fine off without it.
How much money do you have saved right now from what you've made as being an escort?
Thousands and thousands. I don't really want to go into specifics. I actually probably don't know. It is a lot. I've lost track, actually. That's more of a way to say it. But it's definitely in the high thousands.
In the tens of thousands? So we're talking
higher than that.
Higher than that.
Yeah.
And this is all cash just in your apartment, or is this something you have in a bank account?
I have it in an account.
In the 30s, in the 40s?
Around there, yeah.
Wow. Wow. Busy. You must be tired.
Yeah.
All that studying and all that escorting.
I don't even need to do that many per week.
How are your grades?
They're good.
Good.
Yeah. A's and B's?
Yeah.
Really?
Can you tell us what you're studying?
I am a business major.
Business, well,
yeah.
Obviously passed.
Well done.
Jay, you know what I want to do is I want to put you on hold because I think we're all fascinated by this and there are a million more graphic questions we want to ask you, but we can't do that till after 8:30.
Okay.
All right, I'll put you on hold, okay?
All right, thanks.
Cool.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumb has been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
One of the best breakup revenge stories I had ever heard was a woman, kind of a friend of a friend story, where she finds out that her boyfriend's screwing around on her and she's so ticked off about it. You know, they've been going out for like 2.5 years or something and it sure looked like everybody was going to get all married and stuff. And she finds out that they're getting married or that he was screwing around. So she goes, gets his wallet and cuts up all, not only his credit cards, but also like his social security card and his driver's license and all of his identification because she lived in California. In California, the DMV there is as big a pain in the butt as it is here in Georgia. So every time he stood in line, she wanted him to be thinking about her.
Oh, God.
And you guys know trying to get a social security card is a big time hassle. You got to spend so much time on the phones, going through voicemail trees and going through this person and that person.
I haven't
person.
Gotten one in years because I dread having to go down to the SSA office because I just know it's going to, we had to do that when Jessica's dad died. We had to take her mom down there and it's just a lot of waiting in line.
It's a hassle. Ugh. And it's so frustrating. So she cut up all the ID like that just because she wanted every minute he had to work on those projects to be thinking about how he screwed around on her. And I thought, that's great. That's awesome. Jen Hobby has a story of revenge that blows that one so far out of the water, it's not even close. And I don't think anybody listening can top this story of revenge.
I think we should have him try, though.
Yeah, you can try, but I'll tell you what. I think you're going to come up short on this one.
Maybe so. Now, this story of revenge is really more a story of psycho because this is a couple that I heard of that broke up, okay? And this is a close story to a friend of mine. So I'm once removed from this story, but this friend of mine told me the story, and she's very, very close to this story. Okay, so he breaks up with her. And she, let's call her Annie, okay? So Annie decides that what she will do is report her ex-boyfriend to the FBI as a terrorist.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Yes. And she was calculating enough that she figured out ways to get the FBI to actually believe her, okay?
Now, this has got to be illegal.
I'm sure
it absolutely
must absolutely
was illegal.
Be illegal.
And I don't know the rest of the story, like what happened to her after this, after they found out. Obviously, it was false. Okay, this is just an ex-boyfriend. She's just mad that he broke up with her. I don't know the story around their breakup, but basically he dumped her. She got mad, called the FBI and said that he was a terrorist and that he was planning terrorist attacks.
Oh, man.
Okay. And here's how far it went. He is one of those people that's a snoozer, like a late sleeper or whatever. So he has like 5 or 6, you know, maybe up to 10 alarm clocks in his house. Mm-hmm. She convinced the FBI that those alarm clocks were set as far as different events that were going to be going on around the world. And that's why he had so many different alarm clocks in his room. She's like, go look, go see. He's got alarm clocks in there and they're all set up for different terrorist attacks that are going to happen around the world. And then he also was someone who was newly taking flight lessons, just as a hobby, just as like on the weekends. He was doing well enough to be able to afford some flight lessons. So sure enough, she told the FBI that he was going to be taking these flight lessons in order to fly planes into buildings. And you know, the funny part is he lives close to Washington, D.C., too. So they took this very seriously because he lives in that area or whatever. And this is just his hobby, you know. Oh, maybe I'll just, you know, try to learn how to fly or whatever. So she knows all these different things about him that she reports to the FBI. And sure enough, the FBI shows up at his work. Okay?
Oh, man.
They show up at his office. They investigate him. Then he finds out later that they had been staking out his house.
Really?
From his neighbors in his neighborhood. The neighbors were like coming over going, why are there, you know, why is there cops in our yard all the time? Why is there, you know, this going on or whatever? And he found out this much later. So his entire neighborhood thinks now that he's got something going on that's wrong because there's been cops staking out his cul-de-sac for weeks, you know, before he ever finds out about it. But sure enough, they show up at his work and they investigate him because they think that he is planning terrorist attacks, all because of a bitter ex-girlfriend.
Now, no doubt, I mean, obviously, this is way over the top. Way over
it's
the top.
Wrong. And no one
should, yeah, it's totally wrong.
But how does
but
he...
What, I'm just, I want to ask, like, what did he do that was so wrong to get her so crazy, or was it just an ugly breakup?
I think it was just an ugly breakup.
She's
I really don't know the details of the breakup, but
seriously.
The friend of mine who told me the story is very close to it and said that she did have some pretty psycho tendencies.
Obviously.
Because she's a girl.
Like, well, not just because she's a girl, because that's really, I mean, that's going
so
top.
Over the top,
really,
man.
That's really, wrong. Really far. I mean, just absolutely wrong. But I mean, seriously, seriously mess with this guy's life just because she was a bitter ex-girlfriend. Can you believe that?
Now, does he know as fact it was her?
Yes.
He knows as fact.
How does he know? Did she tell?
Well,
she told him.
I mean, once the FBI cleared his name from the terrorist list or whatever, I'm sure that they had to provide him with some information because of all the meddling in his life.
No, she told, they'll never do that. They will never, even if you're perfectly innocent, they'll never reveal who turned you in.
Really?
So she told him.
No, I can believe that because she goes to that trouble. She'll
absolutely
brag about it. But, I mean, that's just wrong. I mean, that's because, like, with the credit, you know, cutting up the credit card and Social Security, you know, that puts the burden on him to have to go and do all these things. And to me, that's funny. Mm. But, you know, this, you're talking about
taking up time.
The FBI and taxpayer money going to her trying to seek revenge is wrong. And the terrorist thing, that's not funny.
Yeah, we're not debating, like, if it's right or wrong. I mean, for sure, across the board, it's not even a... No debate there.
Yeah.
Totally over
disturbing.
The top. Totally wrong.
Is that nuts or what?
Who can beat that story of revenge? We will need the voice disguiser for this, Jeff. We are going to call this Burt Show listener.
Hold on.
We're going to call you.
Or Ho for short.
Somebody mess with the voice disguiser? We had it all set up perfectly.
Well, yesterday. No, except for the fugitive.
Well, why can't we just keep it the same setting?
Because then everybody sounds just like the fugitive.
That's fine.
Okay, go ahead.
Good morning, Michelle.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hi. This happened when I was a freshman in college, and I had a boyfriend that I had been dating for 2 years, and I found out that he was cheating on me, and so, you know, we had a very ugly breakup, and I think during our whole relationship, I mean, the only time he probably did anything, he, like, pushed me. So after we broke up, you know, I was so mad that he had been cheating on me for a while that I went to the police, and I said that he had been physically abusing me. So they took out, like, a little, you know, report and said that they would investigate it. Well, me, I can't, you know, wait, so I get a local TV station involved.
Oh, you did not.
And they go after him, and he ended up spending a year in jail.
No way, and the dude was totally innocent?
Yeah. And I feel bad about it now because that's why I'm on voice disguiser, but, I mean, you know, I was really pissed.
I guess so.
But
how do you live with yourself, though? This dude spent a year in jail.
Well, I think he got out after 6 months for good behavior.
Oh, okay, so that
makes you feel a little bit better about things.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, and my best friend always tells me, you know, she's like, you can't wait for karma. You take things into your own hands. And I'm like, yep.
Well, yeah, you're going to wait for karma because when it comes back to get you, you're screwed.
Oh, that's going to be a tough one to live with.
I know. I'm always worried. I mean, now, you know, I'm happily married, have a child, but I'm like, you know, I do feel bad. And I even at one point tried to contact him. This is when I lived in another city, but I never did.
Don't contact him.
Yeah. He never found out, right? That
no.
Well, yeah, he did. He went to jail.
He would have been in jail. Yeah.
So you testified under oath. You lied under oath?
Well, we didn't even have to go that far because he took a plea bargain. Because he knew it was just going to be a mess.
Wow. You took 6 months out of this guy's life over this.
Yeah. Mm. Let me just tell you, he was my first.
It doesn't justify what you did. Awful. And to lie about assault, that's just awful.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Does that trump my story already?
Yes.
That's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad because that involved prison time. I mean, my story was just, you know, a bit of a hassle, you know, explaining to the FBI some things, but... Yeah.
Let me tell you the stories I thought we were going to get. You could turn the voice disguiser off. Hey, Christina, you're on All the Hits Q100. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, many years ago. I'm not as crazy as the other callers, but in any case, in New York City, a boyfriend I found out was cheating. And after he broke up with me, I called all the pizza shops for about 30 blocks, ordered as many pizzas as I could have delivered to his address. All the flower shops and the liquor stores that delivered.
Oh, that's great.
See, that's funny.
That's funny.
And they all came on the same day?
On the same day, and they wouldn't extend him credit.
See, now, those are the calls I thought we would
that's
end up getting.
Funny.
Yeah.
I like that.
Not I sent my ex to jail for 6 months.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Man.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.